Tonight's Big Brother finale recap is sponsored by CanvasPeople.com. Canvas People has a great offer for RHAP listeners. Get a free 11 by 14 canvas photo when you go to CanvasPeople.com. Just upload your photo. All you have to pay is the shipping to get that $0 pricing on your Canvas People photo. Use promo code RHAP at CanvasPeople.com. That's an 11 by 14 canvas photo for $0 pricing. You just pay the shipping with promo code RHAP. Comedy live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now, here's the guy who's ready to pivot right to Survivor Ghost Island. I am Rob Cesternino. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Full-scale coverage tonight of the Big Brother celebrity finale. Congratulations to Marissa Jarrett Winoker, your winner of Celebrity Big Brother. And as always, the winner of your Big Brother draft, this man, Taryn Armstrong. Taryn, how are you?
I'm great. I'm so glad that Melissa won the season and that I won the draft. This couldn't have been a better night for me.
Yes, yes. And the woman who at pick number three sat there and said, I'll take Mark McGrath. Here's Melissa Denny. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I honestly
let him win.
No, you know what? I'm absolutely convinced that the only reason she won is because Taryn picked her in the draft.
You did this.
I think that if Taryn had picked Mark and I had picked Marissa, Mark would be our winner right now.
Yes. Okay. And I thought there was a possibility that he may be wearing the veil tonight. Here is Brent Wolgamott.
Oh, yeah. I only bring out the veil for the really terrible, like, utterly bad, horrible winners. Like, but Marissa is a lovely person in real life. She's, like I said in Twitter, she's a little annoying and a little talkative, but she's really sweet. She's got a heart of gold, and I'm thrilled for her and her family. She's a big fan of the show, too.
Sure.
And, you know, I think you need to look no further than that veto challenge where Ross and her, you know, got everything right, and the other people didn't know what the hell they were doing. Obviously hadn't studied. So she knew what she was doing. She was a fan, and I can't say she deserved to win, but Ross maybe did enough to not deserve to win.
Okay, well, that's what we're here to talk about. Did Marissa win? Did Ross lose? We'll take all of that with the LFC. Plus, we'll take your questions. Hashtag RHAP. Should be a lively conversation. You can also post your questions as well in the chat, and Scott St. Pierre will grab those. We'll take your questions later on in the show. Taryn, it was my understanding that Marissa was the one person Ross was supposed to be able to beat.
You know, I think it's very clear that Ross could not beat anybody. I think that there was no way Ross was going to win this game, and whoever won that final competition was going to win the game because they were going to take Ross and beat him.
Okay.
Yep. Well, I 100% agree, Rob. The problem is Taryn tweeted it too. He was unable to own his game. And this is the second season in a row where this has happened. Now, having said that, I don't know if he had owned his game in the final two questioning. I don't know if that would have been enough to sway the jury. I think probably not, but at least he would have had a fighting chance. Whereas I felt like he was drawing dead as it stood.
Okay, yeah, so I didn't think he had a chance at all, no matter what. I think the jury was completely bitter and I just hated their logic about who played an honest game and who was more honest to me. A lot of the time it was, who lied to me more? Who lied to me less? Who cares about you? Like, this is about the game. This is about playing the game and who played the best game. And they didn't care. They just didn't care. And the thing is that if all of them had said, okay, Marissa played the better game, I was very impressed with Marissa's game, or whatever they had to say, I would be decently okay with this win. I mean, granted, I like Marissa a lot. I know she's a super fan. I think that's awesome. I love that she really killed it in the last competition. But, you know, like, it's not about who played an honest game. It's about who played the best game. And they clearly didn't care.
Yeah. All right, Taryn, can you explain to me, you watch these live feeds, you did the report every single morning, perfect attendance again for Celebrity Big Brother. For me, as somebody who watched every single one of these episodes, I can't really parse what was the difference between Ross and Marissa, where people seemed really pissed off at Ross, but not too pissed off at Marissa, when they seemed like they were in lockstep the entire way.
I've been talking about every single morning how I think Ross is screwing up the jury management ever since the Shannon eviction. And a lot of people have been saying, Taryn, you're so hard on Ross. You're clearly biased against Ross. That's why you're saying these things about him. I think it's very clear now that these were things to be worried about. I even said, like, right from the beginning when he did what he did to Shannon, which was betray her and then pretend that it wasn't his fault. Say, look, my hands are clean. I'm not the HOH. I have no vote. You're going to see when you get out of the house that I wasn't lying to you.
But I get all that. I get all that with Ross. I understand. But why didn't any of that stick to Marissa? Wasn't she doing the same thing?
Because she wasn't driving the train. You heard it in her final two speech. Mm-hmm. Ross would come up with all these fabulous ideas and she would go, okay, that sounds great. That sounds wonderful. So she has no accountability with the jury. It's all, are you going to vote for Ross or are you going to vote against Ross? And six people decided that they were going to vote against him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This was very interesting to me, you know, that we saw where Marissa won that final HOH, and I was following along in my Twitter feed, and I saw that Boston Rob said, hey, Marissa may have made the dumbest mistake of all time to take Ross to the finals. But this was, to me, almost like a Survivor All-Stars, where they voted for Amber because they saw her as, okay, Ross was the one that was the mastermind of all this. I don't care if these two were together the whole way. I'm blaming him more for what they both did. Mm-hmm.
I think it's even less about what they did and more about how Ross treated them as people in the house. Every time he felt guilty, he would put the blame on other people and make them feel guilty. Marissa never did any of that. Marissa was genuine with her relationships. She was genuine with her friendship with Ross. Even when Ross at the end is saying, oh, I was loyal to one person, my ride or die, Marissa, sitting next to me. He wasn't planning on taking Marissa to the final
two.
Hello,
yes.
Yeah, so it's just like, I honestly think it has nothing to do with the moves he made in the game and way more to do with the excuses he gave for his game.
And then you saw Rob in the jury questioning when they're asking him, you know, well, were you loyal to anybody? He was like, well, yeah, I was loyal to Mark and I was loyal to Marissa. Well, you can't be loyal to both of them because you have to pick one of them to take to the final two if you won the final HOH. And then he named off a few other people that he was loyal to at varying times. Again, basically, it was like when it was convenient for him, he was loyal to them. And then when he couldn't be loyal to them anymore, he cut them loose. But somehow in his head, he counts that as loyalty when it's not with this jury.
Listen, did you think that Ross was bad in the final two against Marissa?
No, I loved his speeches. I thought he did a great job. I thought that, I mean, while he didn't play a perfect game, I thought that it was very telling when Marissa couldn't say that she did anything. All she said was, I just did what Ross said to do, and I went along with his plans, and I love you, you're so pretty. Like, I love her, but she's like, she just didn't have a good answer for anything.
Brent,
like, I was very surprised.
Yeah, I'm shaking my head because this has nothing to do with Marissa. Okay, I hear you on that. Okay, Melissa, that you're incredulous at the answers and the speeches that Marissa was giving. Totally with you on that. But they didn't care about any of that. They weren't even listening to her. Well, they're not listening to her. It's about Ross. Ross was driving the truck the whole way. They're talking to Ross. Ross, did you lie in this game? You know, was there any lie that you regretted in this game? His answer was, no, not at all. I didn't lie. And, you know, whatever he was saying, the regret that he had with Brandy and breaking that final two deal, that he said, oh, well, that's not a lie. He wanted to make sure that all of them saw that he was a good guy. And that they're, even if they're feeling like he lied, that it's not his fault, it's their fault. It's always their fault with Ross. It's never his fault. He just can't own that. If he owned it, I think he might have fared a little bit better. I still think he loses, though.
Yeah, but what's so frustrating to me is that they can't see past their own selves. The jury can't see past their own, like, their own hangups about, oh, he lied to me. Oh, what a bummer. Like, get over it. It's a game. Vote for who played the best game. Don't just vote for someone who was nicer to you. It makes me so angry because it basically makes it so that nobody in the future will want to play the game. Everyone's going to be like, okay, you know, I don't want to piss the jury off. So I'm just going to make sure that I make friends and I just see what I can do. And if I make it to the end, great. If I don't, oh, well. Like, where's any, There's just
I don't know. Taryn, do you think that's true? I mean, are we at a watershed moment, like where, you know, Survivor, where Ben beat Chrissy, who I think, you know, arguably played a more strategic game than him?
Well, let's,
I think,
not, let's not.
Okay, that's fine. No, Rob, I'm trying to make a point.
Yeah.
Okay. that Josh beat Paul. And yes. I think you could argue there were a lot of people who were like, you know, it's all about their butthurt feelings, you know, in not voting for Paul and voting for Josh instead. And I mean, does Melissa have a point, or is it just the fact that these people in particular were just sort of butthurt jurors and decided to vote bitterly and it may be differently next time?
I did actually bring this up, I think, either this morning or yesterday morning or both, I think this is starting to set a precedent. I think that Mark's attitude in the house was a reflection of the fact that he watched Big Brother 19 and thought, I can go to the end with Ross because he'll probably lose because people will be mad at him. And I think it does kind of encourage a sense of complacency when you are with somebody that's in the driver's seat. That being said, I think the game is right now very ripe for somebody to control the game and own up to their game.
Yes.
And have a lot of people be completely complacent about the fact that, oh, they'll lose because everyone always hates that person, not realizing it's not about the game they played and more about the game that they're explaining and not excusing away.
Taryn, speaking to this jury, how much of this decision tonight do you think was because of the fact that we had people who were able to then go back and watch the show, whereas if we had a sequestered jury, do you think that would have changed any of the votes?
I do think it would have changed some of the votes. I think that Shannon
enough
in particular...
for Ross to have won.
I mean, that's very, very difficult to say for sure, but I think it would have made a big difference. I think that one of the biggest downfalls for Ross was Shannon being able to leave the house and see everything that he was saying about her. It's so rude that she's upset about the fact that I betrayed her. Things like that, where it's really obviously infuriating for Shannon to have to sit and watch this. Whereas if she had gone to a jury house, I think there wouldn't have been as much to differentiate Ross and Marissa. She wouldn't have been able to see that Ross was the one that was really complaining about her the most, and Marissa was a lot more sympathetic toward Shannon's position. So when she's in the jury house, she's like, oh, well, they're both playing the same game. They both probably feel the same way. So I'll just give it to the person that deserves it more. Right. But because she's home, she got to see the details, which were not pretty.
It's not just that. It's the fact that she got to see everything and then she got to campaign to the other jurors and try to switch their votes. Like, I totally 100% believe that Shannon and Omarosa had a significant effect on this jury. You saw even there in the moments before.
Well, listen to this. This is right before Shannon is going to go cast her vote.
Shannon.
Sorry.
Omarosa. No. Yeah.
We still have to talk.
Okay, so here's what I'm proposing. So it sounds to me that there was potentially some collusion going on. Omarosa seemed to be right in the middle of it, Brent. I would like to see an investigation opened up into this. Omarosa seemed to know all about how to collude to get the vote to go her way.
Rob, that's fake news. She was just talking with the other jurors to see how they were doing. She wanted to see how pretty they are. And, look, I seriously believe it. I agree with Taryn, but it's more about the fact that she had agency with the other jurors to be able to come. I'm talking about Shannon and Omarosa, but specifically Shannon, because she went out at a time where, like, a few things had happened, like a week and a half of gameplay had happened, but yet we're close enough to the finale where she can influence the votes. Like, it was only a week and a half to go to the finale. So I really think that Shannon was the cause of Ross losing the game. And if she's in jury, sequestered and not outside, I feel like he wins the game.
I think the votes that we have to look at, because I Omarosa was not going to vote for Ross. Shannon wasn't going to vote for Ross. The votes that I thought were at least interesting to me, James. Votes for Keisha. Votes for Marissa. Do we have any? He says he was swayed by the speech. Taryn, do we have any reason why James ended up going for Marissa instead of Ross?
That is genuinely the biggest mystery to me. I thought for sure he would have been somebody that went in thinking he would be voting for Marissa, and then would have changed it because of the speeches. Because Marissa basically said, I don't think I deserve to win over Ross. Ross probably deserves to win over me. That was basically her answer to Shannon's question. And she really did give probably the worst final two jury questioning performance of all time, considering the fact that she wasn't put on the defensive at all. I think when you're put in the defensive, it's very easy to give a poor performance. She had all the jury wanted to vote for her, and she still was screwing it up really bad. But apparently something she said, or maybe something Ross said, changed James's mind. I have to imagine it was more Ross than Marissa, though.
I think it's also the fact that James was all about being honest and playing a game with integrity and all that stuff. And that was really what she hammered home, was that she was all about integrity and keeping her word and being honest. And Ross was all about pivoting to whatever the situation called for at the time.
Yeah.
So I think that definitely had something to do with it, if he was trying to vote for someone who played a game most similar to him in his mind.
So that one I thought was weird. Brent, do you think that, is there any way, was James, where Ross was tight with Brandy, is it possible that that could have been anti-Brandy to vote against Ross?
No, I don't know. I mean, James was a bit of an enigma for me all season long. I mean, at times he was a little douchey, and at times he was totally adorable. I don't really know how to read him in terms of his motivations there. I didn't hear anything in Marissa's speech, if you can call it a speech, it was just one giant run-on sentence, that would have changed his vote. I mean, Ross may have said something. He may have been turned off by Ross's conniving final two speech, where he's trying to use pivot a bunch of times and game buzzwords that might work with a regular jury, but I think with these specific people, they just weren't looking for that, and he didn't really get the drift.
Okay, now the other vote that I thought was a little odd, maybe didn't go the way I thought, and Julie Chen teased it, because this is one of the, you know, she didn't want anybody to turn off the show during the commercial.
Next, I'll also reveal the final vote. Who did Chuck vote for? Stay with us.
We'll reveal Chuck's vote after Marissa has already won. What's it going to be? I don't know. Was this a surprise that Chuck also voted for Marissa?
I don't think it was that big of a surprise. I mean, I feel like Chuck was just going to vote for whoever, and it wasn't really... I don't know. I think this might
have been a vote where he wasn't. If we're going to say that there was one person who got influenced by people that were out of the house watching the show, whether it was Shannon or whether it was Keisha, who both seemed like they had an axe to grind against Ross, Brett, I feel like that this was one. Chuck was not paying attention, and he got told who to vote for.
100%. I think he's got other things going on in his life. He just had to be here. I think he was basically like one step above meta in terms of caring about who actually won this game. I mean, he signed a contract. He had to show up for the show. Who do you want me to vote for? Okay, fine. I'll vote for her. She sounds cool. I liked her. She was always nice to me. And you know what? He was a little bit conniving, and so I'm not going to vote for him. I do think that it's a bit unfortunate. I agree with Melissa's feelings. I know she's maybe a little bit, you're channeling me tonight, Melissa, because you're so upset about the fact that these jurors, they can't get beyond themselves to see the bigger picture. The bigger picture being that it's a really fun game to play, and the lying is part of that. Having said that, Ross did not do a good enough job, I feel like, to even allow them to vote for him, even if they might have been swayed by a final two speech. Taryn, I thought his speech was not quite as bad as Mo Marissa, but it was pretty terrible.
Yeah, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. What part of what he was saying in the house before the finale was much worse, where he was going to be talking about, like, I never lied. I played with integrity. I'm a great person. I was a compassionate player. Luckily, I think Marissa took the bulk of that, and then he got to kind of be like, ditto. It didn't have to be coming from his mouth, which was good, but just not what the jury needed to hear. Not that I think this was necessarily a live jury. I think that he had lost their votes long ago, and a live jury questioning is almost never going to make enough of a difference to sway the jury votes.
Yeah, I didn't think he was bad, and I don't know if there's anything he could have said. The only thing I really wonder is that James vote. Is there anything he could have said that potentially could have gotten James on board to vote with him, Melissa?
Possibly. I mean, I thought an interesting vote was the meta vote, because he voted opposite of Shannon. I mean, I don't know if he really...
Random.
Well, I don't know if it was really random or if it wasn't. I don't know. But if it's not random, he voted opposite of Shannon. And I mean, he loves Shannon, and they were talking outside of the house. So you'd think that maybe they would vote together. But I mean, Yeah, this whole jury thing was just a nightmare with him voting randomly with, you know, you've got mass chaos with people talking to each other and changing each other's votes. Like, it frustrated me a little bit because, I mean, I know Julie can't really do much, but be like,
she was like herding
down.
Cats tonight.
Yeah, it was like he can't really do much about it, especially on live TV. But like, they shouldn't be discussing, oh, vote for this person, vote for that person after the speeches. I feel like after the speeches, you should make up your own mind. You should like listen to them and try and understand like where they're coming from and make the decision as to who played the better game. But instead they were like, vote for this person. She has children, like vote for this person. Like, it's just, I just didn't like that at all.
Wait, yeah, I kind of did, but mainly because
it
showed me
in the jury house, if there was one.
Yeah, exactly. And it showed to me that they were hungry. They were hungry for the winner that they wanted to win the game.
Yeah. If we could, I'd like to pivot a little bit here.
That's a good idea.
Taryn, I feel like that we have not done a service to Marissa in her own right in terms of her win here. We've looked at it only through the context of Ross losing the game. So could you sort of set like paint the picture for us of Marissa's win in context of what she did to get to this point?
Honestly, I think this is the most relevant example now of she was not Ross. That was essentially what she did to win. I think at best you can say she picked Ross as her partner in crime. Mm-hmm. She was loyal to him. She did everything she could to get him the win, essentially. I mean, she was essentially going into that final two, gifting him the win. And then surprise, surprise, she ends up winning. This wasn't even like Josh, where Josh kind of tried to calculate, I think I have a better shot against Paul. This was Marissa just saying, I don't care. I think Ross deserves this. I'm taking Ross. And she won anyway. I was genuinely thinking this, there's a possibility that Marissa says, please don't vote for me. He deserves it more. I really thought that might be possible tonight. It didn't happen, but even if it did, I don't think it would have mattered.
Yet, Brent, the other night we saw Lady O talk about Marissa as the biggest threat to win the game. Nobody can beat her if she sits next to the end. Was that sort of a self-fulfilling prophecy?
No, again, I'm with Taryn. I think it's because she wasn't Ross that she won the game. Having said that, like I said, that Ross wasn't going to take Marissa to the final two. If he won the final HOH, he was really worried about the girl power thing. And he didn't want to let that be an option for them. So he wasn't going to take a chance. I was very curious to see if Marissa would have voted for Ross in that circumstance if he betrayed their final two deal. What I wanted to say really quickly is I feel like for Marissa, this was a victory for her once they both got to the end. You know, they're celebs, they're known quantities, they have an image to uphold, whatever they think that image is. And she really took to Ross when she met him. And I agree with the person on the jury, I think it was Brandy, who said she couldn't believe they'd never met before. And they just took a duck to water. And she was happy to get to the end and lose to him. And lo and behold, she ends up winning. And that's just like icing on the cake. I'm sure if you interview her tomorrow, that's what it's going to be like. I was happy just to get to the final two and I can't even believe I won. How the hell did that happen?
Yeah. You
know? Yeah, I absolutely believe that.
To her credit, she won a veto. She won an HOH. Listen, I go back to that night that Shannon was about to be blindsided and it was going to be Marissa won the veto. She was going to be the one to take one of the nominees off. Ross was going to. It would have been a much more clean exit from the game for Shannon. Keisha ends up sort of stealing that spot and going out. Do you think that ultimately changes the way that Shannon views things to have that plan ultimately work that night? And is she more upset with Marissa in that scenario?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I think because at this point she's thinking that it's a possibility that Marissa wasn't going to actually do that because Marissa never had to have the option to do it because, you know, Keisha decided to quit. So I think that if she actually had gone through with it, I don't think Shannon would be feeling the same way about Ross versus Marissa now when it turns out that it's Marissa who essentially seals her fate.
Taryn, do you guys have feelings about that?
I mean, I think at the time, in terms of the game, it really bailed Ross and Marissa out in terms of being able to position themselves to get further in the game. ultimately, it probably does leave Shannon more pissed off because it gave her more time in the house to talk to Ross, which could have made the difference ultimately. You know, we've been saying all season long that this really bailed Ross out, but maybe it is one of the causes of his loss ultimately. But again, it was sort of a lose-lose in that case because I think it was a really bad move in the first place.
Yeah I was going to say really quickly that I think that you hit the nail on the head, Taryn. Letting her stay in the house an extra 3-5 days, Shannon specifically, I thought it would have been a lot cleaner if she would have just been totally blindsided that night. Remember, she just, after the veto competition took place, she just walked back inside, letting all these people talk in the backyard, and she was about to meet her fate and had no flipping clue that it was going to happen.
How dare you, Brent? She's the best player that ever played the game.
I know. Yeah, that was a little bit too late. Too little too late there, Ross. But
Shannon, ditto, you're the best to ever play this game.
Yeah.
Is she the best to ever play Celebrity Big Brother or any Big Brother?
Neither. She's terrible. And I mean that in a good way. She's terrible
because the best possible way.
She's like waving a sign that says, "Hey, I'm really good at this game. I want you guys. Do you guys know how good I am at Big Brother?" Like, I mean, that's basically what she was like walking into the house.
I saw an interview with the Hollywood Reporter, Allison Grodner and Julie Chen were talking about how Shannon might play in Big Brother 20, Taryn.
You know, I thought she fell out of love with Big Brother. I thought she was done. But I feel like
every time I think I'm out.
Yeah.
They pull me back in.
I feel like she's gotten her sea legs. She's now been able to manipulate the jury into not voting for Ross to win. And she's like, all right, I got this. I'm back on board.
She's back on board. Ross was America's favorite house guest. Brent, was that a surprise to you?
Not a surprise considering all the hate mail that I've gotten over the past few days. They're very engaged.
Why are you getting hate mail about from Ross fans?
I don't know. I think they think that I'm anti-Ross, and I wasn't anti-Ross.
You took him number one in the draft.
Well, I know, yeah, and I think he's a gem and a wonderful person, and I'm thrilled for him to make it to the final two. And I think he would have been a deserving winner. You know, his boyfriend called you and I out on Twitter and was talking about why he shouldn't take Lady O to the end and that it would be a disgrace. And from that, it just sort of spiraled into a Brent hates Ross. When I don't hate Ross, I think he's fun.
Why is nobody else a disgrace for anybody else to be buddy buddy with Lady O? Why was it only for Ross?
You tweeted this earlier today in response to something that somebody said. I think it was David Bloomberg, who we were trying to make sure that everybody understands that we're separating the people outside the house from the characters inside the house. I can say that Omarosa played an amazingly strategic, fun game. But I don't know that I would ever really want to meet her in real life. On the other hand, I think Ross played a really messy game, but I would love to meet him in real life and be best friends with him. Just because we're rooting for their gameplay or commending or condemning their gameplay inside the house does not then mean that we're approving them on the outside of the house. And I think people, they just don't get that.
Well, Lady O had quite the stump speech tonight. I felt like
she was on the campaign trail.
She's on the campaign trail 2020. I think she's running Lady O. I could not even follow what she was telling. I wasn't telling I couldn't follow which side she was telling me to vote for. I have no idea. She came out against two parties. I don't know. Is Omarosa running as an independent in 2020, Taryn?
It's very possible. You know, I often find myself longing for the days of Joe Arvin in Big Brother 14 and his speech when he was on the block, which was silence, essentially. These celebrities especially, just like they got up on their podium. They were like, all right, here we go. Yeah. Orator.
No, Melissa, I do think that while I love Celebrity Big Brother, I did feel like that the overall affair tonight got a little awards showy in terms of, everybody's great. I want to thank everybody at CBS.
Oh, God.
Les, Julie, Alexis. I want to thank my manager. I want to thank my agent. I want to thank everybody. I want to thank God. I want to thank. It's like, you know, I think that the regular players, I think, are a little more up for the moment of the finale and sort of like keeping it about the game.
Yeah, I feel like Julie now, if you know, she'll maybe learn from this not to just ask an open-ended, is there anything else you would like to add?
Thank you.
Question at the end, because every single person who was asked, is there anything else you'd like to add? They're like, oh, well, thank you. Like, this is, man, thank you. Thank you. You know, when it's really, she's asking about the game and really she's asking about like any regrets, any final thoughts about the game.
Can I just rant about that for a second? Seriously, Rob, that is the dumbest thing that she does, because these people go on and sometimes their answer to the previous question lasts like a minute and a half where they're, you know, they're getting all their feelings out. They're saying everything that that is in their heart. And then after they get done, she says, final thoughts? I'm like, well, honey, I just gave you my final thoughts. What does that even mean? That's just terrible. It's terrible timing. It's always awkward when she does it.
There you go.
There you go. Yeah,
Omarosa will be on the talk tomorrow. Taryn, will you be tuning in?
No.
Honest answer. Okay.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. They told Omarosa, you're going to be on the talk show. Like, I won. I am the winner. I'll be on the talk. Like, yeah, so was everybody.
Oh, well, anyways, in answer to your question about Ross winning America's Favorite Player, no, I wasn't surprised about it. I was surprised that they let him, though. That's the thing. I know people all over my Twitter, like, you know, didn't Ian or Dan originally win America's Favorite Player in Big Brother 14, but because they made it to the final two and got money, then that's why they awarded it to Frank. At least that's I've heard that through some sources that we have. So how then does Ross make it to the final two and yet they still let him be eligible for America's Favorite Player once he makes it there? I felt like that was a little weird. And then for him to win, I actually liked the Ross more that was like, you know what? Lying is just part of the game, people, and I'm sorry if I had to do that. Like, he finally got what he should have said, but then, like, they made him feel better about himself by him thinking that he was the villain, and now he doesn't think he's the villain anymore. Ross, you were the villain. You were just really, really fun when you were doing it.
Melissa, would you agree? Was Ross the villain of the season?
You know, I don't really think there was a villain of this season, which I kind of like, because I felt like every week there was a new villain per se, where you were rooting for someone else. I felt like there was never a week where I was rooting, or there wasn't throughout the course of the season that I was rooting for one person or one group of people. And I feel like normally I gravitate towards one group of people and I usually just stick with them the whole time. And the other group turns into like the villain to me. But this time I felt like every week I was rooting for somebody else. And I really liked everybody that was playing. There wasn't anybody in the house that I didn't like, or that I was like, we got to get this person out. But because even there were some weeks when I was like, Ross is too in control. We got to like take him down a few pegs. We got to get him out. And then he would win the veto. And I'd be like, you know what? He deserves it. That was great. And then we'd move on. So, you know, I don't think there really was a villain. I mean, even Omarosa, who's typically considered the villain of reality TV, she wasn't a villain at all. I loved rooting for her. I had so much fun watching her. And in regards to your question about America's Favorite Player for Ross, I think it totally makes sense that he won America's Favorite Player, because I think that we're not considering the casual voters and or the casual viewers. And my mom is a casual fan and she loved Ross the whole time.
Yeah.
She always had so much fun watching him. She'd always was rooting for him. So I absolutely see him winning America's Favorite. And I don't think that it's, I mean, a lot of people are saying, oh, it's rigged. It's rigged. They purposely gave it to him. I don't see that at all.
Yeah, I think Ross is going to find that most of the people that were casual viewers, they really loved him. I know my parents thought he was really fun on the show as well. But I think he might have some trouble with some of the live feeders and some of the super fans.
Right.
Maybe the people that he really cares about are going to say, you know, hey, you know, I mean, on one hand, we respect his game. On the other hand, we're kind of annoyed at him because he didn't own his game.
Yeah. Taryn, I don't think anybody got the traditional villain edit in terms of the package TV show.
Yeah, well, I think they sort of made Omarosa the villain, but she was also the underdog, which makes it hard to root against her. Yes. When you are a typical Big Brother fan, where Ross was the villain kind of on the feeds, but he was portrayed as one of the heroes in the show. So I think you're right. Ultimately, that ends up with some murky waters in terms of who's a villain, who's not a villain when you're watching the show.
So, you know who was really impressed with the editing this season? Meta World Peace. He was like, I didn't know you could put it all together. It's so much different.
That clip of me in the hot tub with the dunks.
Yeah. Oh, such good editing.
I love how Julie pulled him aside and was like, Meta, what? You know, you're going, well, you tell me what you're going to do.
She was also incredulous about Meta choosing randomly. She was like, Meta, no! You're making a mockery.
Yeah,
of our
I know.
Show.
You're making a mockery. We have all these twists and the tree of temptation and stuff, but you can't do that.
This is a serious television program.
Yeah. Look, they kept it pretty serious. They didn't get America involved with the voting, which I think we're all a fan of.
Very, very good job.
So so that was a good job.
Yes. I want no involvement.
Yeah.
I want to just watch it play out.
Yeah. I will say that I do think that this finale twist of voting live and getting rid of people, I do think that it ended up being where having everybody sort of like with a national TV audience, nobody campaigned Taryn to, hey, take me to the end. It's like, everybody's like, you do, oh, just do what you want. You know, whatever you like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's another thing I talked about this morning, where especially because Ross was the HOH and he had won the veto, it was you couldn't campaign to anybody. Ross was the only one with free movement in that house to campaign to people to take him to the end, because Ari's on the block. And if Ross decides to send her home at Final Five, he can. So if he catches her talking to Marissa, talking to anybody about taking anybody to the final two but him, he can just arbitrarily decide, you know what, Ari, I'm sending you home instead of Omarosa. Yeah, so they had to be silent up until the live show. And then it's a live show. There's no more time.
Yeah, but Taryn, Marissa won HOH and then they went to commercial. Why didn't Mark grab her? And maybe he did. We'll ask him and say, you know what? I just want you to know that if Ross won final HOH, he was not going to take you. I know you're going to take him right now, but he was not going to take you to the end because he's worried about girl power. He was going to take me to the final two. So you just need to know that he was ready to stab you in the back if you think that your friendship with him was so great. Why didn't he do that?
Why didn't anybody do anything? I was so frustrated that nobody was saying anything. Everyone was like, I love you all. I've had such a great time. It's like, say something. Say you're not going to win against this person. Say you could win against me. Say whatever you want to say but like, say something.
I also think that Ari missed an opportunity. She could have really put the pressure on Marissa in front of America and said, you know what? Marissa, we said at the beginning of the season that we want the girls to make it to the end. Mm-hmm. You know, girl power, the Me Too movement, time's up. You know, it would be such a great look if you took me to the final two. You really can't take one of these boys to the final two. Both of them had opportunities, Mark and Ari, to try to make their case, and I don't think they really did.
Yeah, Taryn, you've been very high on Ari the whole way through. I think even recently you said she's played the best game. Do you feel like that... in the fourth quarter, as Ross liked to put it, do you feel like that she had a bad end of her game?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I will say I think that the lack of pleas was more a failing of the format than it was of the players. You know, they might have said something at the last second, but
don't hate the players, hate the game. Yeah. Taryn says,
yeah, because like it's in all honesty, it wouldn't have made a difference, and you know, there's no time for them to do that. That being said, I would have liked to see Ari do more. This was a situation where, you know, you got to try. You got to try something. And I think she was doing her best, but it wasn't enough. And, you know, I would have liked to see her be a stronger player, a more aggressive player. But ultimately, I still think she was probably the best player in that game. And I think that in a normal season, if she played a bunch of times, I think she would always have a lot of equity to win just naturally. She has a natural presence that's really good. She has some good instincts. But yes, an ultimately disappointing end to her game.
Yeah, I think she really dropped the ball there, though, Taryn, because I feel like she could have done some campaigning ahead of time with like talking about the Me Too movement, time's up, and trying to get Marissa to commit to that. I know you're saying that she didn't have free reign to do anything because Ross holds the veto, but then his option is to keep Omarosa, someone who is directly threatening him in the house. I just don't think under any circumstances he's going to do that. She had to know that. I would have rather her rolled the dice a little bit and talk to Marissa about that. And I don't think Marissa's going to reveal that to Ross.
I think she would. I think that Ross had talked about getting rid of Ari. He was teetering on the edge of it and then had kind of come back down, especially because Ari had told him and promised him that she would take him. I think if she goes to Marissa with anything other than I'm loyal to Ross, Marissa immediately runs it to Ross and Ross sends her home at Final Five.
Okay.
Yeah, I just didn't like her DR sesh where she was saying like, you know, I'm alone in this game and now I just have to trust that Ross is going to take me. It's like, I was at least hoping that like she recognized her position in the game and was like, I have to tell Ross whatever I have to do in order to, you know, make him feel comfortable with me or whatever, and just have a more strategic view of it rather than just like, it's in Ross's hands now. We'll just have to see.
For the record, she was talking about the Final Five eviction. She knew Ross was not going to take her at Final Four.
Right.
I don't, yeah, but I feel like she should. I don't know. I just
and her
feel
game
like,
was in Ross's hands at Final Five because he was in control of both the veto and the
her, my plan would have worked of her talking to Marissa and them keeping that between themselves if Marissa was a more self-interested player. But as I previously noted, she's not. And this is what happens when you have people who are not self-interested. We saw this on Big Brother 19 as well. When they're not self-interested, then the game breaks down because people aren't doing the logical game move. They're doing illogical game moves and then nobody plays.
Yeah. Do you think there was a problem with the format in terms of the prize allocated, Taryn? I mean, we don't know what their rate was to show up and play, but we have to estimate it was somewhere in the neighborhood of six figures to, you know, somewhere in that ballpark, at least for everybody except for Omarosa. That was the prize not that much additional money, or is it doesn't matter if this would have been $1 million, they would have done exactly the same.
Yeah, I think there's probably no amount of money that would have made a difference. I think that for the most part, they care more about their reputation.
$1 billion?
Maybe $1 billion. I think they care too much about the reputation. That's more valuable to them than an amount of money. And I think that's one of the reasons why Marissa even came into this game saying, I'm probably going to come in fifth, and that's pretty cool.
Okay. Let's talk about some other odds and ends from the show tonight. I want to know, Brent, what did you think about that Final Four competition? Hashtag, what was that? Hashtag, girl, bye.
I feel like they did a pretty shabby job of it. And I have been on board with some of the off the wall competitions that they've had on this season because I like seeing new things. You know, I like going to the casino and trying the new slot machine. So I was cool with this. However,
not in the Last Jedi.
It was I know, right? It was a little complicated, I felt like, and it was really long. Here's the thing. There were only two answers that I could really see that looked viable each time. Like there was a right, there was a, you know, an obviously incorrect answer, which was the correct answer, if you know what I mean. For the one you should answer is what I'm talking about. the wrong answer that you're looking for. And then there was an answer that you weren't sure about. And then there were two really easy ones. They could have just thrown the two easy ones out and it'd be an A or B contest because it was an A or B contest. They just sort of made it a four-part multiple choice that then became A or B. It was really, really weird.
Yeah, it was just way too long.
I was on the edge of my seat when this HOH competition started. There's a lot on the line. You know, I'm hoping that Ari can pull this out. I'm hoping that there's some kind of, you know, crazy ending. And two questions in, I was not paying attention. I was just like, okay, I'm just waiting for the point counters to go because this is just ridiculous.
Yeah, well, Melissa, same. You tweeted that, right?
Yeah, I was so bored.
Falling asleep.
Still going.
The aesthetic was cool. You know, they could have done this for something else, you know, but it did go on and on and on.
Also, these people who are presumably or supposedly actors were not very good at it.
Not very good. It's like that many of these people have never seen a cellular phone before. They're
Rob. The thing too is that
I'm tweeting.
The hashtag wasn't even part of it. It was the capitalized part of the question that was the, you know, the part that you were supposed to be concentrating on, the hashtag, which every one of their possible answers had, meant nothing. So it was just hashtags for nothingness, and it just sounded terrible. Well, it was bad.
At least I didn't get five votes against me.
Yeah, I know, right?
Good comeback. Okay. Yeah. Let's see what else from the. Oh, I did think it was ironic that the final two ultimately was a talking competition and Marissa really wasn't very good at it.
She wasn't very good at it. Exactly.
All I want is a talking competition. I'll be so good. I promise. I promise. She did win it. She did win a talking competition.
I was going to say, I was really intrigued by the interactions between James and Brandy because they had been at each other's throats. Then they showed her goodbye message. This is what I like about James. He takes stuff like that in stride. He doesn't get, you know, it just rolls off his back. He doesn't get too offended by anything like that. And he had a good time with it. I feel like there are people saying like, well, they should go on The Amazing Race together. And I know he says he's not going to be a professional reality TV star. Having said that, there was a lot of chemistry there, I feel like. And
if they were on The Amazing Race together, I would love it.
Okay.
I would be amazing.
You feel like they would say, he would say yes.
He would say yes. I don't think the Brandy would do it.
Okay. That's probably true.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think Brandy is gonna. Chuck would do the Amazing Race. Chuck wants to go on.
Oh God!
That going back to the final HOH competition, Taryn, I have to say that Omarosa once again, she's been so much fun to watch during these endurance competitions. People trying to make deals, and there she was again, like, "Hey, what's that deal you're talking about? What's that?" Like, really trying to blow it up. I have to, you know, say what you want about her. I have to admire her competitiveness in this game.
Yeah, I said it. It's like it came full circle because the very first HOH competition, she stopped Shannon and James from making a deal, which ultimately turned out in a weird kind of way because Shannon and James end up flipping the house against Omarosa. And now at the
end
of the game,
she made a deal with James.
Right. And then at the end of the game, she fails to stop a deal that ends up sealing her fate and sending her home. So I hope that this is something that gets picked up as a trend and we get more people challenging deals in endurance competitions.
Yes.
Yeah, because everyone's always silent and they just let the deals happen, even if it's a deal that's against your interest. And so I think it's great that people are trying to step in and be like, no. Don't do this. You could still hold on. And I loved that that ski chairlift competition. That was so such a great setup. It was
weird. I didn't understand how some people were completely and utterly balanced, like Ross and Mark, and yet Ari looked like she was on a teeter totter.
I think it comes from arm strength. That's what I was kind of noticing. Is like you have to like hold yourself by your arms and like making sure you don't. I'd be terrible at it. I'd be absolutely awful at it. But that's what I was getting at. It's like the guys seem to be more sturdy on it.
I'd be awesome at it.
Wow. All right. I know it's way too early to even attempt this, and it is a bit of apples and oranges. If Marissa was going to be placed into the pantheon of winners of Big Brother, do you have a shot in the dark, Brent? What number would you rank her?
I mean, it would have to be pretty low. I mean, we're talking bottom three here. Yeah, because she took somebody to the end that she thought that she was going to lose against. And I feel like that's a terrible indictment of her game. Not to mention the fact that once making it to the final two, her pleas were awful. And I think would have been rejected by most juries out of hand. I guess the best thing I can say about her is that she picked a great partner in Ross. And, you know, that was her true ride or die. Having said that, in the final two questionings, she gave him all the credit. She wasn't able to turn it around and make it her own. But yet she still won because Ross played bad in other areas. And the other thing, too, that I think maybe wasn't as apparent to the jury, they're both super fans, Marissa and Ross. But Ross came off as the bigger super fan. So I feel like they held Ross way more accountable for the actions that he took in the game. And not her so much. Again, he was the one driving the car. She was in the passenger seat. It's all his fault.
Well, so what do you think? Are we selling her short? Would you have her higher than bottom three winner?
I'd probably have her higher than bottom three. I just feel like there are a lot of really bad winners. So, yeah. You know, I think we can rank her a little bit higher than some people.
She did win a veto. She was 8 out of 8 in that HOH. Yes, if I had a vote, I would have voted for Ross. I think that Ross should have won. But Taryn, I kind of feel like that if Marissa played any given Big Brother season, I feel like that she's probably going to go pretty far.
I don't know. I feel like she was on she did benefit from the quits. I think that I don't think there's a single move she made in that house that wasn't directed by Ross. I don't think she gets anywhere near those finals if not for Ross telling her what to do, sometimes dragging her along. I don't see it.
I do think she had a good social game though, because I do think that a lot of people viewed her as a friend and viewed her as someone they could go to. And I don't think people hated her. I think they viewed Ross more as someone who, you know, I don't know. I just feel like I thought she played a good social game. Maybe she wasn't.
Yeah, she was nice. She was kind. She was sweet. I mean, I agree with all of that. But looking at anything tangibly game related, and I know social game is a part of that, but I have to look for something beyond, well, you were a good person and a nice gal in the house. Taryn, I'm just curious. You would have her bottom three with me, right?
Yeah, yeah. There are lots of nice people who are well liked in the House that would win a jury vote that never get there. If we're talking about ranking the winners of the game, I think that, yeah, I mean, not only is this like vast speculation in the first place because this is a much different kind of season, but even if you extrapolated it out to a normal season, I think she is well on the bottom.
Yeah. It's a short time span. So it's unfair to the winners of the regular seasons who had to get through 70 some odd days to compare them. But I do feel like that there was at least something to, she never got blood on her hands. People never seemed to stay mad at her. She also was really strong in some of these competitions in terms mm-hmm. of being observant. So I think that I just don't want to come away from tonight saying she was worthless. Ross blew no. it, and I think that she did do enough for that people were able to vote for her with a good conscience.
I was very impressed with her recent competition wins. I mean, especially in that one where she was like always the first person to turn to A or B, and she knew it right away. I thought that she did a really good job with the dates, with the comic book competition. I felt like she really impressed me with her competition wins at the end. And I mean, she had said that all along, is that like she can't really compete in the more physical competitions, but when it comes to the mental ones that are game related, she felt like she had a good chance. So, I was impressed with her wins there. And when she won that last competition, I was like, okay, like she deserved that one. That was a good performance.
Well, just to be clear, like she totally choked in that competition. Matt Gagan, I saw your tweet out there. She choked and then she brought it back with the tiebreaker that, by the way, she thought she lost when she threw her chalkboard away. And then she's like, I'm the winner.
That happened to her a lot this night.
Yeah. Seriously. It was foreshadowing, Taryn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Taryn, do you feel like, do you think she knew she had the votes in the bag? Like was there anybody that voted for her that you feel like that she was surprised?
I think she was surprised about James. Mm-hmm. I think she was surprised about, let me try and think now.
In terms of the women's, the women's vote, when they made a pact early in the season, they said, okay, a woman should win this season. Do you feel like that in the back of her mind, she felt like she had that?
I think there was a part of her that thought, that believed in the hype that a lot of people were saying that Marissa can beat Ross, but everything she said about it was, Ross, you deserve this. We saw it even in the show, like, Ross, you deserve this so much. You deserve this. And when Ross talked about it, he was saying in the final two plea, we deserve this. We deserved this, Marissa. We deserve this.
Right. Just to defend Marissa there for a second, though, she is talking to Ross when she's saying that. She's not talking to us in the diary room.
She did talk to people like Ari about it as well, though. Like, Ross deserves the win.
I remember her saying that. Yeah, but I couldn't tell if that was game two. Like, she was trying to get people to not take him by making him seem like such a threat. I don't know. I would like to think, maybe I'm wrong, but I would like to think that there were elements of that that were a little bit self-interested.
Okay. I think if we interviewed her right now or a week from now, she would tell us, no, I was being loyal to Ross for 100% all the way.
Yes. Okay. All right. We'll see. We'll see again when we'll read some interviews in the next 24 hours, and maybe we'll get some other answers. Okay, let's get to the questions from you guys here on Big Brother Celebrity Finale Night. Also, just a programming reminder. We are but 10 days away from Big Brother Canada, Taryn.
Yes, very excited. Again, I've been pleading to the Celebrity Big Brother watchers. If this was fun, if this was a nice bite-sized snack for you, get ready for a light meal for Big Brother Canada. If you haven't checked it out before, it's seriously a lot of fun. You just have to wait another week or so, and it's gonna start airing. And there's even a special treat now. One of our own, one of our patrons, Kirsten, is going to be on the season. So that'll be very fun to watch.
Very cool. And by the way, all you people tweeting at us about how do we watch Big Brother Canada, when we get to it, I'll post a tweet. I'll pin it at the top of my Twitter page.
Don't sweat it right now. Don't sweat it right now, everybody.
All right. Well, I'm just telling you. I get it all the time.
They want to prepare. They want to get ready.
I know.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Riley Rage. What a roller coaster finale. At first, I was rooting against Marissa. Then I was rooting for her. So is this the case of Ross losing the game because he couldn't own it and Marissa earning her win by being able to own it? Well, let's just take that last part. Did Marissa own her game at any point tonight?
I mean, if you want to say that she owned her game by saying that Ross made all the decisions and made all the moves and she just went along with it, then yeah, I guess so. But I don't really, I think she lied as much as Ross did. And so I think that the fact that she's saying that she played an honest game and all this sort of stuff, like I don't know. I feel like she didn't really play such an honest game.
I think she felt worse. I think that the jury felt that Ross didn't really have any remorse for his lies, because in doing so, in trying to rationalize his lies, he was making the other people feel worse about their own actions in order to make himself feel better. This is the part, this is where I got off the Ross train, because I couldn't stand him doing this. But Marissa, on the other hand, she was just a really sweet girl who didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings. And I feel like that's why they were more willing to forgive her, even though they probably did lie about equally.
Yeah. Taryn, do you want to see Marissa come back for Celebrity Big Brother All-Stars?
I think we're good. I mean,
I'd like to see her come back.
I'd like to see Ross come back and Shannon come back.
That's I'd like to see Omarosa come back.
Yeah, Omarosa too.
I'd like to see James come back and Brandy. Okay. And
let's just play the season. You've got a point, though. Melissa has a point, because it was a really, really fun season, Rob. I mean, the last four seasons of Big Brother that I've covered, I think I had the most fun this season. There was just up until like two nights ago, there was like no vitriol whatsoever. And,
I really liked this season a lot. I loved the fact that everybody really recognized that it was a game. And I didn't think a lot of people besides, you know, a few people took anything personally. And I felt like even when people made game moves that were against them, they would still be friends in the house. And there wasn't any animosity. There wasn't any ganging up on people. And that is key to me when I'm watching. And I also liked the way that everybody felt like they want, I mean, except for the people who quit, everybody felt like they wanted to play. They wanted to win. They were working hard at this game, and nobody was just like, you know, there to get social media followers. So that made me really happy. And I think that the way that the season could have played out is it could have played out in a myriad of ways. And so that's why I would absolutely want a lot of these people to come back. I'd love to see them play again.
And there was nobody there who was playing for jury, Rob, because they were already on the jury. So they didn't care about that. I mean, how many times last season during Big Brother 19 did we have to listen to the, I just want to make it to jury. That's all I want to do. Oh, and then I can open up and spread my wings. Whoa. Which they never did.
Yeah. And then they never did.
Yeah. Taryn, were you surprised that we didn't get a Keisha's baby update?
No, I was not surprised.
No, I'm not surprised either.
I'm surprised that you just brought that up.
I'm surprised. Yeah,
you would think like, oh, wait, you left because was everything okay when you got home? Like, oh, yeah, everything was fine. Yeah. Yeah. Everything was fine.
I think you just described the scene and why we didn't need it.
It's like, because you got to quit to leave. Okay.
Yeah.
Nicole has a question. Did Marissa unintentionally throw Ross under the bus during questioning, saying she didn't expect to be sitting there, hinting that Ross knew he would be there? I did think a little bit. She was like, oh, my God, I don't know what to say. I haven't been walking around practicing my speech like some people around here.
I liked that.
She did. Yes. She was shading a little bit. I thought it wrong.
Yes, I liked that. And I don't think she meant to do it. I would love it if she actually did. But I thought it was great shade, because it made such a contrast between two people who arguably played an identical game throughout the entire season. And she was shown to be, you know, you heard it through all of their statements. They were continually voting for the person who was the more honest, the person who was more straightforward. And all of that always pointed to Marissa.
Okay, hold on. So I have something to report again. Let me give you this. And it's just a report.
Breaking news are happening now.
So we have a story out there as to why James voted against Ross. This is sent to me on Twitter at Big Brother _ USA. Tweeted that, James changed his vote because Ross took credit for winning an HOH that James gave to him and felt like it was cocky to say that.
Yeah, that is the perfect reason for James to not vote for Ross, considering how much credit James takes in his own vote flipping to save himself. But it was funny when Ross tried to take credit. Both of his HOHs were thrown to him, I believe. He made a deal for the second one.
Yeah,
but that first one, for sure, like James threw it. I don't I was confused because I was like, did Ross not know that James threw that to him? Did he ever find that out?
See, I thought, and again, maybe I don't have the line in question, but I thought it was when he was talking about, he's like, you know, it was just like I said to Meta World Peace in the bowl arena competition. If you want to be if you want to be a champion, you have to go against the best. I didn't think that he was necessarily saying that that's what, I thought he was just quoting himself from that competition, Brett, and not necessarily taking credit for the win.
Yeah, I don't know, but again, this is, I agree with Taryn that this is totally in keeping with the James that we know.
It was the most James Maslow thing that ever happened.
Exactly, because he was just totally convinced that he had a big deal to do with the whole vote flip during the first week against Omarosa and Keisha, and we know that not to be the case. I mean, he did plant a few seeds, but most of the things that sprouted did not have anything to do with the seeds that he planted. It's just that he got lucky, I'll be honest about that. And he wasn't a quitter, so I'll give him that. But it really wasn't anything to do with him, and he thinks it does, so this doesn't surprise me as well.
Apparently, James is saying that everybody knew that James had thrown that HOH. But think about what Ross said in that moment. He said, to be the best, you got to beat the best. You got to go against the best, you know, competitors. And I earned that HOH win. So in one statement, he is insulting Shannon because he's saying, you got to beat the best, but I got you out because you're really good and I didn't want to go against you. And he's insulting James by saying, I earned that HOH, when Shannon, who was loyal to him, convinced James to throw that HOH to Ross.
I think that what Ross was saying was that when he beat Meta in that round, I think that's what he was saying, that's he beat Meta because he challenged the best to beat the best. Again, I think it got very lost in the weeds, but I think that he was specifically trying to say that he beat Meta in that competition.
I don't know. I feel like he was saying he earned the HOH win. I think that's what he
about
said.
His vetoes.
Yeah.
That was good. Okay. Brett the Shower Man.
Oh, sorry. Really quickly, if I can add, I will say that I thought that was the best part of Ross's speech tonight, was saying, you know what? It's about the best Big Brother players. They save themselves when their butt is on the line. Both times that I was ready to leave this house, I won the veto and got myself out of trouble. I liked that, and I don't think he got enough credit for that.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go back to Brent the Shower Man. Now that we have one season of BB Celeb under our belts, what is the biggest change you think they should make for season two? Taryn, is it too soon to start our Celebrity Big Brother think tank?
No, it's never too soon. First change, and this should be a change all across the board. Get rid of the live jury questioning. Do it pre-tape it beforehand. That's the first change. Second change, don't go to the final five at finale night. I think they probably were already on top of that. They just added Omarosa at the last minute. Take those two things out, and I think we're all good.
How are you going to live tape the jury questioning if we're going to have a live finale?
Just tape the jury questioning and then have the votes come live at the finale. It's easy.
Okay. All right. So go back to the old format. But I think they like seeing the final three person walk out, you know, during the live show.
I don't think it's like, who thinks that's worth it to see these sanitized, pre-prepared questions? Omarosa.
It's so bad.
The one of the most entertaining character villains on TV is reading a very vanilla question that gets a very vanilla answer. This should have been terrorizing for these two people.
Yeah.
Shannon would have been yelling at them. Omarosa would have been making some hugely insanely entertaining speech, but instead they're reading off of cards.
I always hate the jury questioning in Big Brother. That is literally the least.
And it was even worse this time, Melissa, because they didn't know who was going to be in the final two. So all
they at least prepared questions.
All questions that pertain to all four of them. At least in a regular season, you'll Davon picks a card off of her chair and it says, you know, Paul, what did you think about blah, 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 blah. But and there was none of that tonight.
No,
they really need to fix that.
And in that interview with Julie Chen that I referenced from The Hollywood Reporter, they asked Julie Chen about a Big Brother Celebrity Season 2. She said it was about 80% they were going to do another one. But they really wanted Sean Spicer, or they're really hoping they could get Anthony Scaramucci for the second one, Brent.
And they're really all in on, and even at the beginning of the show when she was introducing, you know, the finale, you know, through blindsides and headline news even, you know, this season of Big Brother has been amazing.
I really think that CBS is like, really, oh, it's the Colbert factor. Just we get our shows talking about Trump, they'll be number one.
Gosh. I mean, to answer your question about the changes to make, I mean, Taryn, in an ideal world, I'd like that, but I'm with Rob on this one. They really like the live eviction, somebody being walking out, walking right into jury.
They'll never give that up.
They'll never give that up. Exactly.
And I'll never stop asking them to give it.
That's fine. But I'm living in the real world, and in the real world, I can campaign for a change where I think that they would take, which instead of 2.5 weeks, do a month and don't squeeze everything in. I mean, I feel like that they really, really had some great gameplay and they didn't screw with it too much. So I appreciate that. But just make it a little bit longer. And I feel like that it would have been just right.
Okay. Also change the rules regarding quits.
Mm. Yeah, the quit thing, that was a big thing too. They just need to somehow, Melissa, you're a lawyer, I'm sure that they can do something in the view of the producers. If you are trying to quit the game by getting voted off, that is equal to a quit and thus you lose your money or something like that.
Yeah, I don't think they could attract a higher caliber of celebrity the next time around. I think that this was such a success. Everybody had a good experience. And I think that the people was like, oh, okay, I get it. I see it. I could go out there and do it. Like, I think that they might, you know, even get some bigger names next time around.
I agree.
Stacked in Florida says, didn't you think when Marissa won, she should have taken Mark? There was cursing at my house and not by me this time. Well, let's just play this out, Taryn. If Marissa would have taken Mark to the finals, would she have still won?
I don't think so. I think Mark wins.
So she made the right move.
Yeah, because I think Shannon would have campaigned against Marissa in that instance. And I think obviously James votes for Mark. I think that Mark probably wins that.
Yeah, and I think that she made the right move for the wrong reason. She took Russ to the end because she thought she was going to lose to him and she didn't care. It was a victory for both of them, but in doing so, she won the game. I was campaigning for her also on Twitter to take Mark to the end, but I would have been totally wrong and she would have lost.
Yeah, I just got a tweet from Joey Braggs who just said, just realizing this now, but Mark McGrath had a 66% chance of winning Big Brother Celebrity heading into that final tiebreak question in the final HOH.
Oh, it's true. Yeah, wow. Yes. All he had to do was write down number one, Taryn. We said that last time. Write down number one.
If Ross or Mark wins that, then Mark wins the game.
There you go. Let's take another question. This one is from Gonzalo. Had the jury been sequestered, would Ross have won? We talked about that earlier. It's possible.
I think yes.
And another thing that to think about is that they had access to social media. And I noticed on a lot of Twitter replies to people's tweets, it was always, don't vote for Ross. Don't vote for Ross. Don't let Ross win. I saw a ton of tweets like that to Brandy and to James and to everybody. And it's like, I feel like if I were those celebrities, I might be influenced if everybody was tweeting at me telling me not to vote for someone. Like, I feel like that definitely has an impact.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think to be fair, I think that the Twitter audience would have much preferred, even the most anti-Ross people would have preferred Ross to win over Marissa. I think like Marissa was probably the least favorite house guest in the social media world.
Yeah, but they didn't say that on their tweets to them. They were just don't vote for Ross. And so if you're about to vote and you have an option to vote for Ross and vote for someone else, if I knew that most of Twitter would be pissed off at me for voting for Ross, I would maybe vote the opposite if I'm really intent on keeping up my image, which these celebrities clearly are.
I mean, the thing with Marissa is that she's just so inoffensive either way. So, I mean, yes, by the feeders, she was genuinely disliked. But for most of the super fans who were caring about stuff, I didn't care enough. Again, I didn't. People were like, Brent, are you going to periscope your reaction to this finale? I'm like, I don't care which one of these two people wins. They're both okay. They're nice. They're you know, both of them are nice people outside the house. So there was nothing really to be gained. But Ross, on the other hand, I mean, he was our narrator for most of the season. So I feel like for better or worse, you're going to have a strong opinion about him. And that's why people were probably tweeting to some of these celebs about, you know, hey, don't vote for Ross. And then but at the same time, he's winning America's Favorite Player.
Yeah, exactly. I think the fact that he won America's Favorite Player means that, you know, I don't think the public was the most influential part of the jury.
Mm-hmm. OK, Chris Hickey says, I understand superfans might be upset that the jury was bitter and didn't care for their logic in voting. That said, did we ever expect all these celebrities to vote for the best game player in the end? Maybe they just value her forthrightness. Brent, is that fair to say that maybe they thought that she was sweeter?
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, they're all looking for they think they have an image to uphold to varying degrees. And I think maybe it was a little bit naive of us to think that they were going to go home, even somebody like Shannon, to go home and vote for who we thought was the best player. I was certain that when Shannon was leaving the house, that she was going to be like a kick-ass juror, you know, somebody who's basically like, I'm looking to see
probably the best juror that's ever played the game.
Yes. Who slit my throat the worst? Who did it the best? You know, I want to know who that person was, who lied the most and backstabbed the most. But she was anything but what I expected her to be.
Yeah.
A major disappointment.
Well, maybe if you'd been listening to me at the time, Brent.
I listened to you. I'm just saying that, you know, I was hoping for the best and expecting the worst.
Yeah. But if there was ever anybody that's, you know, listening to this that ends up going on one of these shows, if somebody did that in the vote, like, oh, you got me the best. You're getting my vote. You like everybody on this, social media would just like love that person forever.
Yeah, can we tell Kristen that? Can we get her a message?
It'll be too late.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I feel like
next jury.
People would be happy with that if they felt that person was voting for the person they liked best. If they did that voting for the person they didn't want to win, they'd be like, "Oh, what? Get over yourself! Stop!" You know, like
this, it's a no win scenario.
This Spencer Bledsoe stumping for somebody in the jury is not necessarily the most.
Depends on how they do it. He was a little bit. He poured it on a little thick. I'll say.
Yeah. I think he said Wu was Tony's dog.
a little bit too much ass kissing for me. Love you, Spencer.
Dominic says, I get that Ross didn't own his game. I totally get it. But how can anyone seriously vote for Marissa, who did nothing, gave nonsense answers to the jury questions? Marissa did. She answered one of the questions when she was talking about how, okay, there's something that I want to say that I never told a lie to you guys, except for one time with Chuck. Because every single thing that I told you guys when I said it, I was believing what I said when I told you what I said. So if she basically says she's going to do something for you, and then she doesn't do it, it wasn't a lie because she believed she was going to do it when she said it.
She believes her own lies. That's what she's saying. I mean, she's like, you know, if I said left and I was believing left, if it was right, I was believing right. But that doesn't mean that was reality. And I feel like that she was in some ways looking to absolve herself of some of her sins. And it was apparently enough for the jury to buy.
Well, I think it was true in her case because she would make promises and then Ross would tell her to betray those promises. And at that point, she'd be like, OK, well, I guess I'm not, you know, sticking to my word here. So I think she genuinely meant every promise she made. But then with Ross's direction, she went against them.
I just think nobody could probably keep track of what she was saying. It was such a word salad that it was like, what? I guess.
Yeah.
I don't remember what she said. A.M., remember that LFC discussion long ago about would you rather have a good season and a bad winner or a bad season and a good winner? I think this is what they all wished for. Still a fun season.
Yeah, that's really very true. I mean, last season on Big Brother 19, horrible season.
Would you rather have a season that was hated and a winner that was loved or a season that was loved and a winner that was hated?
Jeff, you're back. We missed you. I said at the time that I would rather have a good ending because I need a good ending. You know, it's got to satisfy me. But having seen this, I feel like we had such a good time all season long. And if I'm a little bit bleh at the end, that's okay.
Yeah.
I don't feel like there was ever a scenario in the end where I would, whoever the winner was, where I'd be like, oh my God, yeah, I'm so happy that they won. I feel like I was very
even
neutral
Omarosa?
All season. I feel like I would, maybe Omarosa, I guess I would be really excited. But, you know, I just feel like throughout the whole season, like I was having such a fun time just watching it play out that, you know, even in the end, when I do think Ross should have won over Marissa, I still loved the season. I still had a really good time watching it. So, you know, this is definitely one of my favorite seasons to have watched. So I'm all for the whole good season, bad winner thing, even though I don't think Ross is a bad winner. I just, you know.
I think it helps a lot that we're not 100 days invested in this and to only to see somebody like Marissa win. It also helps that this is a bonus season. This isn't the only one this year. We've got Big Brother Canada right away. And then we've got Big Brother 20 again. So we've got more chances for another kind of winner or another kind of game. So it's not like it was back even just a few years ago where, you know, somebody wins and it's, oh man, that was, we spent 100 days on that and now we have to wait another year.
I'm trying to think like the last winner that won where I was like, that, wow, you're really an amazing winner. And I was thrilled to watch you play. Like even Josh, somebody I was rooting for, I can at least acknowledge that he had some flaws that objectively speaking, you can't ignore when you're evaluating him as a winner. I think probably like Steve Moses.
I think 17? Mine was probably Derek.
Yeah, 16 or 17, where I was like, you know, wow, like I could see their game. I could see the thread from the beginning all the way through to the end game. And it was wonderful to see it come to fruition. I think 16 and 17 are probably it for me.
Okay. Let's go to Alfie. Now that Marissa has won Celebrity Big Brother US, will she finally stop living off of the 2003 Tony Award?
Hello.
Yeah, Brent's still in it.
Yeah, I'm still living off of it. Why can't she? Yeah. That was you know, pretty big deal for her.
That was a really big deal. I think
it was her Broadway debut. Yeah,
she was awesome in it.
When she's on the Celebrity Amazing Race 10 years from now, she's going to be like, well, back in the day when I was winning Celebrity Big Brother.
Yeah, which is the bigger accomplishment, a Tony Award or Celebrity Big Brother, Darren?
Oh, that's a tough
Celebrity
one.
Big Brother, 100%.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, the world we live in. Yeah,
I don't know a single Tony winner. I know all of the Big Brother winners, so of course I'm going to answer that.
Yeah. Okay. Would you rather win a Tony from 2003 or Celebrity Big Brother from 2018?
Well, the Celebrity Big Brother
are very specific.
In fairness, the year that she won the Tony, Brent, all the other shows really blew it. They were just all, they had a really bad year. All the other shows,
they didn't own their show.
Campaign very well. Terrible campaigning.
Yeah, as you're talking about winning Tonys, Andrew in the chat just said llama noises, and I lost it. Win those Tonys.
Yes. Okay, there you go. There's a. that was Marissa's speech, I think. All right, Ryan, can we talk about Keisha? Why is she over there on the jury making comments about the game when she begged and cried to leave? Sorry, you don't have an opinion now.
Yeah, I'm with somebody tweeted me this. I wish I could remember their name. God, I do that a lot. I really need to write down people's names now. But somebody said, like, the quitters need to shut up. Like, Meta and Keisha, like, you quit the game. So we really don't want to hear from you very much.
Somebody explain to me, Taryn, why is Keisha mad at Ross?
I think because Shannon caught in her ear.
Why she hated Shannon.
Look, here's the thing. Ross.
That's how good she is. That's how Ross, good Shannon is as a Big Brother player.
Ross simultaneously pissed Shannon off to an extreme extent and then gave her a ton of reputation. Oh, she's the best player of all time, now if I'm Keisha, okay, Shannon, what do you think? You're the best player of all time. Ross thinks so. Who do you think I should vote for?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Chocolate Thunder. Hey, Rob, will every season from now on be full of bitter jurors? Is this the new norm? Can you lie and backstab till you win? Okay, well, let's just put a fine point on this. Was this a bitter jury? Yes or no answers only. I'll start with you, Brent.
Yes.
Yes. Melissa.
Yes.
Yes. Taryn.
150%.
100%. I don't think the scale goes that high. I think it's on a scale of 1 to
130%.
Yeah. That was
130%.
I mean, but haven't we spent years on this show saying there's no such thing as a bitter jury?
There are bitter juries for sure.
Okay. I mean, this is what I said to Aubrey Bracco, which is like, you know, like that's the best thing. If you get a bitter jury and you win anyway, like in spite of the fact, like you won because they hated your opponent so much. Like how well. Like Marissa should be thrilled, but she has too sweet of a heart. But she should be thrilled that she beat Ross because they hated him so much that they still were willing to pick her, even though she did terrible in the questioning.
But Taryn, I feel like you've been on this for a while talking about that Ross made them bitter by his bad jury management.
Look, just because they're bitter doesn't mean they voted incorrectly or that they shouldn't have done it. I think that you can trace exactly how Ross made them bitter. And I think the difference between a bitter jury and a non-bitter one is that a non-bitter jury votes for somebody to win. A bitter jury votes against somebody to win. And I think we saw clearly here that they voted against Ross, and that makes them a bitter jury. Bitter juries exist. They are a part of the game. And I think it's silly to think otherwise.
Okay. All right. Let's go a couple more questions here tonight on our finale coverage. Delana says, so if Shen is such a super fan, how did she end up being a bitter jury member? Have some more respect for the game. Does anybody want to take that one?
I just think it's really easy to watch Big Brother and criticize and critique the gameplay. But when you're actually in the house and you're dealing with real feelings, and Shannon was very emotional. It was like a roller coaster with her. We compared her to, what's her name? Vanessa's sister, whatever her name is. Yeah, thank you. Sorry. Love you. I liked her.
And also, just for the record, I think we could all say, like, Brent would probably be a super bitter juror.
Yeah, but I kind of recognize that, though. I mean, I told people that I would be a
He's like, I know.
But then yeah, I could totally surprise you and get to the end and like just have like a wild hair in my butt and be like, oh, okay, I'm going to vote for the person who like totally
got whatever, me. Yeah,
I know, right?
I do think there are different degrees of bitter. Like there is this kind of bitter where I was saying, as Ross was evicting Shannon, he is doing a terrible job. She is going to vote against him because of this. Oh, and there's the Austin kind of bitter where it kind of comes out of nowhere and it seems very unwarranted.
Yes.
And then and so I think that it matters how they got bitter, and it matters like there's a lot of factors that go into all of it.
Okay. This is from Kieran. Marissa tanked her own speech, yet the jury voted for her. James said the speech has changed his vote. Do you think that he's lying because Marissa gave all the credit to Ross? No, we touched on this earlier, that this was because of allegedly James getting offended that Ross took credit for getting an HOH thrown to him. So,
yep.
There you have it. Okay.
So voting against someone again.
Yes. All right. So this was a very fun discussion. I feel like that we really tried to tackle all different sides of this, had a very thorough examination of this finale and this season. Panel, is there anything else left to say tonight?
Taryn,
I think we're good. We will try to formulate some more thoughts. We will be live tomorrow night with the final LFC roundtable of the season.
They drug me into it, people. Yes. Taryn just needed more time to gloat about the fact that he won the draft.
Yes.
That's why we're doing it.
Look, if you want to send in some long form questions as well, you can send them in to bigbrother@robiswebsite.com. We'll send them off to the LFC to discuss any thoughts you have. I know a lot of people are going to watch this on the West Coast or after the West Coast feed, and we'll have some thoughts in case there was anything that we didn't cover. Of course, any developments that come out tomorrow morning. So be on the lookout for that. Taryn, only 10 days left to go until Big Brother Canada. Are you ready to kick off another season of the live feed updates?
I'm very ready. I'm very excited. I'm hoping that there's going to be a lot more people that are going to be checking Big Brother Canada out. It's a very fun show. Join us. You don't even have to watch it. You can just listen to my podcast, but you should watch it. It's a very good show. I'm super excited.
Okay, so be on the lookout for that coming up 1 week from Wednesday. But we've got so much going on. Survivor Know-It-Alls is back Wednesday Woo-hoo! Night after a two-hour episode of Survivor Ghost Island. Two people will be voted off. So be sure to check that out. We've got such a busy week coming up. We've got another episode of First One Out dropping tomorrow morning. So be on the lookout for that. I also have a Love Know-It-Alls with Dr. Mike Zahalski joined us for the season finale of the Love Know-It-Alls. Corinne Kaplan is coming here Monday night for her brutal cast assessment of the Survivor Ghost Island cast. And then, of course, News AF, and then the big Survivor Week kicks off. Joe Mena on the recap. Brent, are you going to be tuning in for Joe Mena on the recap?
Harry's a big fan of mine. So I'm psyched about that. Yes, I'm really psyched. I say this in all seriousness, that I'm glad that his distaste for me specifically does not dissuade him from coming on Rob as a podcast and speaking with you.
Yes, and you can mix it up with anybody. You can.
Yeah,
you can.
I was
hold
a fan of him.
Yes.
Like, I mean, like I threw shade at him, but it was all in good fun, and I'm cool. You know.
Yes. All right, and then Randy Bailey, him and I have patched things up. It'll be fine. We'll have him on the voicemail show.
Sure.
Double exit interview as well this week, plus the return of the RHAPBNB. Why Blank Lost, much more. RuPaul's Drag Race wrap up going strong. So be sure check out everything we're doing on Rob Has a Website. .com. Taryn, did I forget anything?
I feel like I should prime people. The final episode of First One Out will be coming out after the Survivor premiere. And first of all, even if you haven't listened to the rest of First One Out, it's always fun to see all of the behind the scenes stuff that went on during that first episode. So I recommend it. Also, I have it on very good authority that Josh Wigler lost his damn mind on Ghost Island, and it's absolute insanity. I have no idea how people will respond to this podcast, but he literally
lost. Exaggerating though, right?
I'm not exaggerating. He lost his mind. This is a piece of pure insanity. I can show you what it looks like to edit. It's seriously ridiculous. So just give it a taste.
All right. So if that's not enough of a tease, I don't know what is. Thanks so much to everybody on the LFC, all your hard work all season long. It was just greatly appreciated by all the listeners. Let's go one last time around the horn. Follow Brent on Twitter. He is at One Lucky Gay. Melissa, not Marissa, is on Twitter. She is at It's Melissa.
Yeah.
That's with three A's. And by the way, I'm glad to be done with this season so I don't have to do the Melissa Marissa thing anymore.
Yeah, just wait till BB Can cast list.
I know, right?
Yes. We'll have all three of our names. We'll finally have a Taryn, maybe.
there's lots of Taryns on Twitter, like the Tender Taryn, Robot Taryn. It's amazing. You're multiplying.
Yeah, they're all over the show, too.
But the real one is at Armstrong Taryn, correct? Yes.
Hey, do you guys want to weigh in on the is yogurt a snack controversy?
I mean, I don't even like it. So, yeah.
Look, Aubrey Bracco tweeted in support of Greek yogurt. So if Aubrey's on board,
just
you can't argue.
Plain yogurt. That's Taryn's snack of choice. Unflavored yogurt.
Yeah.
I feel like there needs to be something to it. No. But, you know, I guess I get it.
Blueberries are maybe too complicated. All right. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre behind the scenes. Really appreciate everybody checking everything out here all through the season. I think 13 episodes in total we did after these episodes. So congratulations to all you guys. We made it through. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Rob has a website.com/iTunes or our YouTube channel, Rob's website.com/YouTube. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.